This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
This superb One Direction highway is engineered for easy grades and for speed with safety. The echoes of that two-cylinder motor have never died, and they never will.
Call the turn signal! Use it! Learn to drive!
Here for our latest installment of Learn to Drive is Lieutenant Mike Shaw of the Michigan State Police. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
So, getting stopped on a, you're driving along and suddenly you see the lights flashing and someone like you is pulling me over. We've seen some tragedies nationally on both sides of it, the person stopped and the officer who's doing the stopping. Let's just kind of walk through what to do when that flasher goes on behind to keep everybody safe.
So the first thing that we tell people to do because of what's listed in the law, and we go all the way back to driver's ed, is, you know, we want you to pull over to the right. Sometimes even on the freeway system, people for some reason will just jump over on that left shoulder. Go ahead and pull to the right. Yeah, we're going to wait for you. If you want to get off the freeway, turn on your turn signal, and you can take me all the way up to the exit and go all the way up there. As long as you're not doing 100, you know.
Trying to evade you.
Right. You know, yeah. if you slow down, turn on your hazards, go up there, we'll follow you to a safe spot. Because most of the time, if you're in an unsafe spot, we're going to tell you on the PA system or something like that to continue on or move over or do something. So we want you to be in a safe spot, and I want me to be in a safe spot as well. So that's the first thing we're going to do. The second thing is if it's dark out, go ahead and turn on your interior lights. That helps out quite a bit. It helps out for you if you're looking for documentation, and it helps out for me so I can see inside the car. And you have to understand that when we approach that car, we don't know who you are. We don't know if you're the law-abiding citizen. We don't know if you have just murdered somebody. So we have to kind of be cautious as we kind of walk up there. And that's where a lot of the confusion comes up there. Have somebody get in a car sometime, sit in the passenger seat, and just walk up to the side and have them just move around a little bit and kind of imagine that you don't know who they are or what they're doing. So we recommend that you go ahead and put your hands on the steering wheel. And when the officer comes up there, I can only tell you about MSP and what our official orders say, but we're supposed to identify ourselves of who we are and why we stopped you. And that's usually the first thing that's going to come out of my mouth is, good morning, good evening. I'm First Lieutenant Mike Shaw. The reason I stopped you today is because you are an aggressive driver and you've been tailgating people. You've not used your turn signal. You're driving over, whatever it is. Can I see your driver's license, please? And then that's when I want you to actually start to look for your driver's license. If you're a CPL holder, that's the time that you need to tell me that you have a weapon inside the car. Even if you don't have a weapon and you're a CPL holder, you should tell me that I'm a CPL holder. I do not have my weapon with me. And that's going to avoid a lot of that type of confrontation that's kind of go back for. We're not saying that, you know, CPLs are good. We're not saying they're bad. We're just saying that if you have a gun in the car legally, I need to know about it. You know, and then usually from that point on, registrations now and everything, you can finally get onto your phone. So I may ask you for that. Do you have that on your phone? Do you have paperwork? Let me see what it is. I'm going to go back to the car, check out whatever it is. You're either going to get a ticket or you're not. And then I'm going to walk back up there and we're going to discuss that process. And that's pretty much pretty simple of what it is. Usually the biggest mistake that drivers make a lot of the times is they'll start searching for stuff, or they'll whip off their seatbelt, or they'll freak out about stuff, you know. And if you're nervous, I'm nervous, because it kind of transmits back and forth between the two, you know, and I get it. I mean, I've been a police officer. I did 11 years in the Army as a military police officer. I've been almost 25 years in May as a state trooper. I get nervous when the police pull me over. So I get it. I understand exactly what happens in that process, because we never want to be in that position. But, you know, if you're cool to us, basically, is what I always tell people, we'll be cool to you right back. And that's usually how it is. We treat people the way that we want to be treated. And you should probably treat that officer the same way that you would want to be treated in that situation.
Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Michigan State Police, thank you so much.
Thank you.